Today's reading is taken from Psalm 91. I pray that God speaks to us now through this passage. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls on me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will rescue him and honour him. With long life I will satisfy him, and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God indeed. And thanks, Andre, for doing that reading. Thanks, Simon, for leading those prayers. And thanks to Libby and Jesse for leading us in worship. Also, a massive thank you to all those people who've been helping behind the scenes, particularly last week, getting all that recording stuff done and in church. And here we are now back in our living room. So I really want to encourage you to have Psalm 91 in front of you as we think about those words together. And as we turn to God's word and think about that together, I wonder how you're doing. I wonder whether you're doing quite well in the midst of COVID-19, or whether it's freaking you out and you're stressed or anxious. The reality is we're all involved in this battle against this virus, and we're involved in different kinds of ways. Maybe you're a key worker and you're genuinely on the front line battling against this virus, trying to help those who are suffering from the worst aspects of it. Maybe you have the virus and your body is literally battling it right now, and all of the antibodies trying to do what they do. And thank God for this amazing, these amazing bodies that he's given to us. Or maybe you're just sat at home and think, well, I'm not really battling it at all. But the truth is, if you're doing that, then you are. You're part of this battle as well. It's part of what it is that we're trying to do to help others stay safe as well as staying safe ourselves. There is no medicine yet for COVID-19. But as I said a few weeks ago, I genuinely believe that the Psalms are good medicine for our soul. It's why we're putting out the Daily Prayer podcast again. Really want to encourage you to subscribe to that every weekday, being able to get the daily psalm set for the day and a little reflection along with that. But I thought Psalm 91 would be good for us to meditate upon today, because it's about how we remain safe with Father God in the midst of all sorts of different things that might come against us. It reminds us to where we focus our attention in these seasons of life, and it brings us comfort in the battles that we face. So going through the psalm then together, verses 1 and 2 reminds us of the safety of being with the Father. And of course, for those of us who follow Jesus, we remember that it's because of what Jesus did for us that we come into God's presence, not on our own goodness, not based on our own skills or righteousness, but because we come hand in hand with Jesus. And as Jesus approaches the Father, he says, hey, Dad, she's with me, or he's with me. And we enter into God's presence as sons and as daughters of the living God. And he welcomes you into his presence today, if you come to him through Jesus. And we rest there. He is our refuge, the safe place for us to be. And then in verses 3 to 8, we see the things that God promises to protect us through or from. There are traps that maybe have been put in our way. There's infectious disease. Hello. There are night terrors that he protects us from. There's physical attack, and there's protection in both day and through the night. Now, reading these verses, we're not trying to say, hey, don't worry about NHS guidelines. They don't really matter. Nobody in our church is going to get COVID-19. We're all protected by the Lord. Well, that would be stupid. And as Simon was praying, that we would be those who grow in wisdom as well. So we want to do what it is that we've been encouraged to by the NHS and by the government. But these verses set us free from fear about the worst impacts of COVID-19 and of other difficult things that we go through in our lives. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, in this world, you will have trouble. Jesus was realistic. In this world, you will have trouble. It's not going to be straightforward. It's not going to be easy. But he said, take heart. I have overcome the world. As followers of Jesus, our ultimate destiny is the arms of the Father. Jesus has won the victory over sin and over death. And the Holy Spirit, God's word said, is the deposit in our hearts, guaranteeing that which is to come. All of that means that we can take heart through whatever it is we're going through and put our trust in God. Now then, verse 8 talks about God's judgment on the wicked. So here's a question. Is COVID-19 God's judgment on the wicked? Is it God like choosing to send a plague like he did in the Old Testament? Well, my understanding of that is that in the Old Testament, those judgments that seemed to come, particularly on God's people, were about a specific event and a specific call. Perhaps over the nation of Egypt to set them free, or over the nation of Israel because they had not been following God's laws. They were God's chosen people and were choosing to walk astray from what God had called them to. In the New Testament, it would appear that God's judgment fell on Jesus. And so for those of us who are wondering, well, is this COVID, is this disease a judgment from God? I think a New Testament understanding of that is that it's part of the brokenness of creation. That the virus that breaks out and attacks humanity is part of the brokenness that Jesus came to heal and restore. Which means that as Christians, instead of sitting back in judgment on others and saying, well, this is God's judgment upon you, actually our call is to step into the saving work of Jesus and try and do what we can to help heal and restore both creation in the name of Jesus and those who are struggling with what's going on. The early Christians in Rome knew this, and as they stuck around and helped people with the plague, who were suffering with the plague, they knew that their life wasn't theirs. They knew that their life belonged to the Lord, and they were willing to use that life in service of others, not simply to protect their own life, but seeing things from God's perspective, where eternity completely outshines this present age in which we live. And so we see things from God's perspective, and we're able to take refuge in that and not fear what's going on around us. And then verse 9. The reality is we may not feel peace all the time. Peace isn't necessarily a feeling. Peace can also be a choice. It's a little bit like unforgiveness. Unforgiveness isn't necessarily a feeling. It starts first as a decision. I'm going to choose to forgive that person. And in the same way, peace starts as a decision. I'm going to choose to turn my attention towards God in this time, not to be defined by my circumstances and the fear that I feel, but choose instead to be defined by the God who loves me and the faith that that gives me. When we begin to feel vulnerable, or when we begin to feel maybe fearful or anxious, we choose to say, the Lord is my refuge. I once heard a story of some kids who went camping and they pitched their tent, and a storm blew up around them, and they spent all night reading Psalm 91 and praying inside their tent, hearing the wind battering the tent around and feeling really quite afraid through the night. And then when they woke up the next morning and they opened their tent, which hadn't been destroyed, it turned out that every other tent around them in the campsite had been battered and knocked down and everyone had left, but they had been protected. It didn't mean that they weren't afraid. It didn't mean they didn't spend the whole night praying hard, Lord, what's going on? Please protect us. But through Psalm 91 and claiming the promises of God, they were able to be safe and see God deliver them. So being at peace doesn't mean we always feel this tranquility all the time. Being at peace means that we're living within the love and the promises of God, and we're choosing to turn our attention towards Him rather than to what's going on around us. But verse 11 and 13, or 11, 12 and 13, remind us that we shouldn't get cocky. This was actually scripture that was quoted to Jesus by the Satan when Jesus was being tempted in the desert. And Jesus' response to the Satan was to say, hey, don't test God. We're not trying to be deliberately difficult by going around and finding someone with COVID and seeing if we can catch it just to prove that God's protecting us. That would be stupid. But we're also trusting in God. We're not testing Him, we're trusting Him. And when it talks about treading on the lion and the cobra, that brings to mind a promise made in Genesis chapter 3, where God spoke to Adam. Spoke to the Satan and said that Adam, one of Adam's descendants, would crush his head. And that's exactly what we're going to celebrate in a few weeks' time on Easter Day, where Jesus had been nailed to the cross, where death had overcome him. And yet 3 days later, God raised him from the dead, completely defeating the very worst attack that the enemy could give. Death itself has been defeated. So death has lost its sting, as scripture says. Jesus has secured our future in the Father's arms. Now in Luke 21, Jesus talks about all sorts of things that we should expect as we wait for his return, as we wait for him to come and fulfill everything and to set everything right. And Jesus said this, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. 2019 was quite a year. There were riots in Hong Kong and in Ecuador. There was Brexit, nation rising against nation. There were wildfires in Australia and flooding in the UK. Civil war continued in Yemen and in Syria. There were heat waves that killed people and storms that killed people. The climate crisis demonstrated to us what we need to do, but governments are struggling to act swiftly. And then coronavirus hits, with tens of thousands of people likely to die and a third of humanity in lockdown. Jesus said that we should expect such things. And Paul in Romans 8 talks about them being creation groaning, longing for the day of redemption, longing for restoration, and that groaning is our hope, that Jesus will come and sort everything out. Later on in Luke 21, verse 28, Jesus says, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. The Holy Spirit is with you. He's with you right now. Even if you're alone in your flat or apartment and there's nobody around with you, the Holy Spirit is with you. He is our comforter. And if you are feeling afraid or vulnerable, then do what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Take those fears and those anxieties to the Lord and make Him your dwelling place. This is Shalom, that we might be afraid or feeling vulnerable or anxious or not really knowing what to do, but we take it to Father God. We face our future not with fear, but with faith. Not with anxiety, but with peace. Choosing to make God our dwelling place. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and we pray for others who are afraid. So hold on to Psalm 91. Take every opportunity that you can to bring hope to other people as they look for meaning beyond Netflix and their normal routine, which has gone crazy. Keep praying for our world, asking God for a great move of the Holy Spirit in this time, and keep seeking how we can help share his love and his light in the world, making him our refuge in this life and in the next.